SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenzi, and I'm on the grid. So is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, Joe Lisi. He's on the grid as well. Dave Sharapan will be joining us. We're going to break down tonight's NBA basketball, NHL playoff hockey. We'll check in with the Memorial, check in with some Major League Baseball best bets, and everything else in between. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart in the house. What's up, Cam?
What's happening, Morenzi? Yeah, I saw a busy day for you today, too, man. You worked last night. I see you on the McAfee show doing it all tonight. Hopefully, yeah, we've got some bets for you. Not a bad night last night. Let's keep the train rolling. A couple games in hockey. I will get your opinion on the Lightning game, even though I have to bet Carolina, and I would love to see the Phoenix Suns put away the Lakers. That's just me. Hope it happens. We'll see, buddy. We will see.
You know, Cam, it has been a wild day, and I did not know I was going to be on the Pat McAfee show today. You know how they say, you know what, you can roll out of bed and do it? It's exactly what happened. I woke up, I had a bunch of missed messages. I'm like, what the hell is this? Why do I have like six missed messages?
Creditors.
Like, oh my God, it's the Pat McAfee show. And I respond, I'm like, damn it. I was mad. I'm like, damn it. I'm like, this is what I get for staying up till 5 a.m. every night. So I'm like, damn. I'm like, sorry, guys, just saw the message. Could come on anytime. And they're like, well, how about in 10 minutes? And I was like, well, all right.
Sure.
I'm like, all right, let's rock. Let's rock. Let's do this thing. But Cam, I'll tell you what. So you know McAfee and A.J. Hawk. We know A.J. Hawk. The guy's like, you know, guy, they're both in shape and stuff. And they were talking about how White Castle sucks. And they were talking fast food. So I told him, I said, listen, you guys are both better athletes than me, but I'm willing to bet big money that both of you cannot live on my diet for a week. Oh, like, can you imagine, like, Hawk will tap out. He'd be like, I need some real protein, bro. I'd be like, no, we're going to Dairy Queen, man.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
We're going to Dairy Queen. I was telling him, I had a chocolate milkshake from Dairy Queen for breakfast yesterday. I'm ready to rock.
Amazing.
And I tell you what, I think I might, if I wasn't on the Pat McAfee show this morning, I might have had another. I was thinking it might be my new routine. Damn good milkshakes. Dairy Queen. They're like $10 though. Nothing's cheap anymore. It's like $10 for a milkshake.
I rolled into Dairy Queen. They had their little deals.
They put whipped cream on top of it.
Yes, they do.
And then like a chocolate syrup on top of that.
Of course.
Like the lady, she asked me, do you want whipped cream on top? I'm like, yeah, you're damn right I do.
Yeah, does the sun come out? Yeah, you're damn right I do. Load it. Run it through the machine twice. I want sprinkles. I want nuts. I want caramel drizzle. You give it to me. That's the thing. I went to Dairy Queen, too. They're like, hey, we got a combo for $7.99. Yeah, they didn't tell you it was $20 when you had a blizzard. But that's the way things go these days, man. Nothing's cheap. But, yeah, good stuff, Morenzi. So you're working 5 o'clock in the morning doing another show. Then you got me, and then you got another show tonight. Busy man.
Ready to rock. We'll be back at midnight tonight, hopefully. Following another successful night, it's been a good week.
Yes,
this week, but we can't live in the past. So we got big games tonight. Can't wait for Joe Lisi's take. Can the Phoenix Suns deliver the knockout punch? And like I said, I just woke up. I'm on the McAfee show. He's like, so what about the Laker game tonight? It's cut into videos, cameras, like, you know, 30,000 views already in my pick. And I'm on Phoenix. I got Lakers people coming at me. Who the hell's this guy anyway?
So
I say, LeBron James, it's time to go on a Space Jam movie tour. You're done. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenzi, kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. And in typical NHL fashion, I guess they'll announce the Mark Scheifele decision an hour before game two tomorrow night. But if I hear that Mark Scheifele is a nice guy one more time, like, I don't care if he's a nice guy. Prisons are full of nice people. You think everybody in jail was a bad guy? I didn't mean to run the guy over. I didn't mean to, like, hit him in the face. I just hit him with a pool cue. I didn't think he was going to die, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the road to hell is paved. You know who was a nice guy before? O.J. Simpson was a nice guy. Still looks like a nice guy. O.J. was a great guy. Funny guy. I can't believe Mark Scheifele. Oh, no, he's a nice guy. He didn't mean to do it. Well, you know what? O.J. was once a nice guy, too. All right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm Mark Scheifele. I like Clamato.
Second decision. Yeah. No, it was like a 4.5 second split decision. Split decision, my ass, Cam.
I love it. Hi, I'm Mark Scheifele. When I have a Caesar, yeah, I like it real spicy. Yeah. Give me the works.
Guys, big goon. Big goon.
Goons like Clamato juice. Anyway, here's the deal. He's going to get, I'm telling you, Gabe, you're going to be disappointed. I'd like to bet on the suspension. I think he gets two. That's my number two, but we'll see what the NHL does. They're player safety department. Never know what you're going to get. It's a roll of the fuzzy
dice. I'm thinking one or two.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm
Elliot Friedman was thrown out five earlier in the day.
Sorry, Elliot. It's not happening.
It's not a five. It's not worthy of five.
No.
It was a cheap shot. The thing is, it wasn't like, oh, that's the most violent thing you've ever seen in your life. It was just sleazy, bro.
It was reckless. Yep.
It was sleazy. It was like, nah, you weren't trying to stop him from scoring. If you really did, you would have dove and tried to poke check. You didn't even go for the puck.
Exactly.
He never like him. We talked about it. He had his sights set on him, bro, since the blue line. He was like, exactly. I'm going to kill this guy. And he did.
Yep. It was like me and
now
a big Pam. I was just, zeroing in on it. I wasn't going to leave it from my sight. No, the whole intention was, let's just knock this guy's lights out right now. I love everybody, too. It's a hockey player. Come on, guys. It was an empty net goal here. Let's relax. And you know what? I get it. Me and Gabe, I'm a Neanderthal. I love fights in hockey and that old school stuff. But don't be a moron. Watch the play again. It's suspendable. You can't tell me anything different.
Joe Lisi's going to step up in it.
Yes.
Break it down with us. We'll step out of the hardwood, see what Joe's best bets of the night are.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't ever let it be said that people don't like violence and controversy. We talked about it last week. Brooks Koepka and Bryson, their little video and the little just an eye roll and a little smack talk is the second most viewed golf video in the history of golf after Tiger Woods winning the Masters. Tiger Woods winning putt. And our poll question was, how many games should Mark Scheifele get? For the hit, 933 votes already, Cap. We only have
like
180 radiant responses for the damn game.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Violence. Everybody's got
violence cells.
Yeah. Hit somebody. Come on. Hit him again.
Crack him over the head with a stick.
Joe Lisi will remember this. Let's bring Joe in. Joe, this goes back years. Remember one of the great rivalries of all time in the old days was the Catholics versus convicts. Notre Dame in Miami. Mm-hmm. And my buddy was like a big Notre Dame fan. And I had another buddy who was like a big Kane fan and stuff. And I used to watch the games with him and stuff. And you couldn't get away with that stuff. Dude, they hung leprechauns outside the stadium, Cam, in Miami. So like all the trees outside, there were like leprechauns hanging. I'll never forget. It was like college football, guys. And the cheerleader chant on the sidelines was, hit them. Hit him again. Hit him harder. Hit him. Hit him again. Hit him harder. And like all the jocks on the side tossing the cheerleaders up in the air. Yeah. And I was thinking, this is hardcore, man. These guys are like really out to get each other. And that was a great rivalry, Lisi.
It was, guys. I feel like I'm with sitting with royalty here. And Gabe's going to say it's because of his appearance on the Pat McAfee show. Congratulations. But I didn't realize I was sitting with Prince Harry right here, the way Cam looks donning the beard. I mean, unbelievable, guys.
He does have Prince Harry a little...
He looks like Prince Harry. I figured, like, in style.
I look a little bit street tougher than Prince Harry. Right? I got a bigger lid, too, right? Like, he's, Come on, Joe.
What do you think of Cam's perm that he got?
Yeah, I love it. Nice perm cooking too. Yeah, bird's nest.
I love
nest.
It, guys. Cheep, cheep, cheep. But yeah, you know,
there we go. What
you
a perm.
You talk about the Catholics versus convicts, Steve Walsh, Alonzo Highsmith. Yeah. I mean, those were the days.
That's my guy.
Go back to the view. Yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about. Bernard Tiger Clark, 1989. He had like 15 solo tackles when they dominated Notre Dame in that game on CBS with Musburger. Unbelievable. Take me back to my roots. I love Brett Perriman as well. My favorite U wide receiver back in the day.
Hey, listen, we could talk about all those strong arm quarterbacks, Jim Kelly, Bernie Kosar, Vinny Testaverde at the U. You name my guy, Joe. You know, as a guy that I don't need to show off with big pipes. Nice, thin arm Steve Walsh got the job done.
Yes,
he did. Like just a little skinny guy, Steve Walsh went back there. And they used to say to Jimmy Johnson, you know, your quarterback's not very athletic, doesn't have great arm strength. He goes, he wins, doesn't he? Right? That's even it. Jimmy. And I remember when Jimmy got to Dallas, Cam. He liked Steve Walsh better than Troy Aikman.
And they were like, of course
listen.
He did.
They were like, listen, Steve's a good guy, coach, but he doesn't have the arm strength to play. Like Steve Walsh, he could throw like he'll give you 8 to 15 yards. You know what I mean? Like a little zip. You ask him to throw a 20-yarder, 25-yarder, it's going to start to flow a little bit. But it was just funny. Like Jimmy Johnson liked him in the NFL. He was like, no, this guy's my quarterback. I won a championship with this guy. Right? Like,
That's great.
Steve Walsh, great reference. Love Steve Walsh show.
Love him. And remember back in the day with Florida State, Casey Weldon, Peter Tom Willis, those guys, I mean, all they did back in the day was win you money in terms of the Vegas angle.
We love Peter Tom Willis. That's a blast from the past. Nice one, EZ.
Yeah.
Three names. Peter Tom Willis.
Old school, baby.
One name's not enough. I need three. Three first names.
That's just too good. And of course, Alonzo
USFL
Highsmith.
Today, guys. They said the USFL's coming back in 2022. Yes. It's appropriate, right? Your boy Jim Kelly, Steve Young. We got Herschel Walker. Yeah, party time.
That's really
Marcus Dupree's coming out of retirement too. We're gonna get him back in Boston Breakers. Yeah,
I hear Trevor Lawrence is leaving the NFL for the USFL. Donald Trump. Donald Trump's going to be the commissioner. And like, it's like, it's off and running, guys. It's off and running. All right. So just quickly, as far as the hit is concerned, and we'll get into the basketball picks with Joe Lisi and the votes. We got a lot of votes. So hockey play, say 25%, nearly 1,000 responses. How many games should Mark Scheifele be suspended for? None was a hockey play, 25%. 1 to 2 games, 37.3%. Rest of playoffs, 37.7%.
Wow.
And I think that's a little harsh, but I will say it's interesting. And Hustler Andrew Patterson brought this up to me earlier today. We were talking Winnipeg. He's on Sports Rage tonight. And said hockey is such like a tough guy sport, and fans consider it, oh, hockey is tough and all that. But he said like the fans are the biggest woke fans out of any league. And it is true. Like, young people think everything is terrible all the time in the NHL. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the worst thing I've ever seen. That's too violent. And it isn't. Like the Tom Wilson stuff, whatever. It wasn't pretty, but it wasn't like the worst thing ever. The thing is, this really was a cheap shot. It's a simple. It's a cheap shot. It's not the end of the world. You know, never mind the fact you hit a dude on his 25th birthday that already has a history of concussions, and now he's got a concussion again. So good for you, Scheifele. But other than that, you're going to cost your team. You're going to be out for a game or two. Canadians are going to win the series, and you can go drink your Clamato juice all you want this summer, jackass.
The works.
Yeah, what'd you think of the hit, Lisi? You're not a hockey guy, but to me, it's like a guy scoring a touchdown, a receiver.
Right.
It wasn't like bang, bang. The play was over. It's like drilling a guy in the head after he scored in the end zone, Joe.
Exactly.
Right. It was delayed. It was delayed, obviously, and it was on his mind, right? In terms of, you know, he was lining this guy up from the get-go. Was it the worst hit I've ever seen? Absolutely not. I've seen worse in terms of the NFL and in terms of even baseball. I mean, when they charge the mound, they have the bat in their hand and all that stuff. I mean, come on. But I definitely a suspension is in order. I think a couple games is warranted. I don't think the rest of the series. But that's what makes hockey, too, guys. I mean, hockey is known as that tough guy sport. Stuff like this happens. I'm not condoning it. But at the end of the day, I mean, that's why we have these rivalries, right?
All right, we got a big rivalry tonight. We're going to get into it. Dave Sharapan, we got the Bruins and the Islanders, the Canes and the Lightning once again this evening. But let's step up onto the hardwood right
yes.
now. Some NBA basketball. You know, both interesting games here this evening. But let's start off first in a rotation here. The Portland Trail Blazers face elimination this evening. They're down 3-2. They're at home. They're 5-point favorites tonight. 228.5 is the total right now, Joe. Damian Lillard coming off one of the most epic and best performances in the history of the NBA the other night in Denver. Still in a losing effort, nevertheless, but that really was unbelievable. Crazy. Like, it's just, that's as good as it. That was Jordan at the Boston Garden and MSG and Larry Bird and all that stuff. And when people say, oh, he didn't win, neither did Jordan. Jordan scored 63. They lost the game, dumbasses. All right, so it's just, it is what it is. Is the number too high tonight? I think Portland are going to win tonight, and I think Portland are going to win game 7.
Ooh. Wow. I'm going to go against you, Gabe, and I know the assessment being down 3-2, must win game. They're at home laying 5 points, line down to 4.5, but I'm going to roll the dice here with Denver as an underdog. I just think they're playing with house money. I look at Porter Jr. to step up in this game. He had 26 points in the effort the other night. I think plus 30 points is a doable option for him. At plus 740, I'm rolling the dice with Porter Jr., and I'm taking the Nuggets plus the 4.5 and on the money line tonight. I think they win the series 4-2.
Bold. Bold. Cam?
Yeah, I'm digging for Nuggets, too. Like, I like the 5 with the Nuggets. I think it's going to be a very tight game. I got to take the dog in this spot, Morency. I think it's going to be right down to the wire. Give me the points.
I think you're both wrong. I think you're both going to be
not.
Wrong.
I've already bet it already with my
I hope you are. I love you, buddy, but I hope you're wrong. Damn wrong. Wrong!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. Sounds like we have some bad decisions being made already. We're still early in the program. Very bad decisions. We'll see what happens. That's why FanDuel exists, so we can put our money up and express our opinions. Joe Lisi. All right, I'll throw it to you first here, Ken. So Denver Nuggets, Portland Trailblazers, who you got?
Denver. Give me Denver plus 5 in a very tight game. I'm not sure if they're going to win outright, but I'll take the points. I think it's going to be a very, very good. I don't see Lillard doing the same things that he did before that were absolutely insane. I think Denver understands how big this game is. I think they can win outright, but I'm just going to take the points. I don't know if Lisi's got the stones to bet him on the money line. I'll take the 5.
I do have the stones to bet them on the money line at plus 172. We always talk about setups, right, guys? Mm-hmm. In terms of, like, you know, the league would like a certain type of matchup, and we know the Suns are playing lights out. But I like Denver. You have Jokic. And then the potential, right, of the next matchup with LeBron. I like LeBron in that game later tonight. So I'm rolling with one favorite, one dog. I'm taking the Nuggets with house money. They won last game. The momentum continues. I'm not getting in the way of that train right now, guys.
There has been zero momentum in this series. It's been zigzag every game except for one.
But this is a pressure spot. This is a pressure spot.
You don't feel that Dame Lillard can perform? And I'll disagree with Cam. I got 2-on-1 here, but I'm going to step up and say, I don't think Dame Lillard could do that again. I disagree. He does this all the time. He's the best player on the floor. The Denver Nuggets are chokers. There's no way in hell they're winning this game on the road tonight. They should have won that game 10 times the other night. All they had to do is stand there and dribble the ball and kill 10 seconds, and they turn it over. Right? Like, they were killing everything possible not to win. Lillard will not be denied. Not to mention, every other stooge on Portland was like 1-for-19 or something from 3 the other night besides Lillard. The shots are going to fall tonight. It's a 7-game series. They're going back and forth. And remember, Cam, the other night I was on Denver. Remember, I said.
No, we were both on Denver.
I called it that night. I said, Denver wins tonight. Portland wins game six. We're going seven. And then Portland's going to knock them off in seven. I stand by it. I stand by it. Now, do they cover the number? We'll find out.
But that's Hey, just let Portland win between one and four, buddy, and then we don't have a problem with anything tonight. We'll just everything will be fine.
I'm not playing. I'm looking to lay the points.
Oh, I see. Then now we can't have this discussion. I'm going to have to pass.
So listen, the Blazers are 5-1 against the spread the last six games following a loss. Mm-hmm. I figured I'd bring that up. Denver. Denver, 1-5 against the spread, the last six games on the road against a team with a winning record.
Oh, boy. Yeah, a lot of bad trends, eh? Sounds like some smelly trends our way there, Joe.
You're trying to push yourself off the ledge. You're trying to push yourself the ledge. Not going to happen.
Yes, he is. Don't worry about it.
I want both of you guys right now. And in fact, I'm just going to kick back right now. I want both of you to put the bet in right now. On Denver plus the points, because I know you're both such wise guys and sharps, you're going to move the number. And so they're going to go, oh, my God, Cam and Lisi just went big on Denver. We got a bad number here. And then I'm going to buy back. So I encourage you. And I don't say that sarcastically. Cam's taking, all right, just shut up.
I've already bet it. I need some money for it. I got a horse in the ninth at Belmont. Relax. I'm already on Denver. Don't worry.
Lucky Charms is the name of the horse. Lucky Charms. Okay. Lucky Charms in the ninth.
What about this? I will move on, but I will bring up, so Dame Lillard, do you think this is a detriment, Joe, to Lillard here, and that he did what he did on his own in the altitude the other night? Are you playing into they're going to be tired tonight? Fatigue catches up to him?
Well, I mean, I'll agree with you in terms of this. I think when Dame Lillard is on, he's one of the best players in basketball, right? He doesn't miss. He can drain 10 three-pointers, go for 65 points like it's nothing. The problem is going to be that I think early on, Denver takes him out of the game plan to a degree and forces those other role players to get involved. And if they come out cold at home, there's a lot of pressure on Portland to pull this game out. That's where I think Denver has house money in terms of they could play their game early on. They're going to come out loose and flying, I think.
How many points do you think Lillard scores tonight? How many points do you think he scores?
30?
39.
35?
Yeah, how many points does Jokic score tonight?
I'm hoping 18. Only about 28.
17.
Okay. So you wouldn't be interested 18. In the FanDuel odds boost. Lillard and Jokic to combine for 70 points boosted to plus 170. Now I'm gonna have to pass on that.
That's why I'm backing on Porter.
I need a bigger boost.
I need a plus 290 boost. Yeah, I need boosted, baby.
What kind of tight plus guys? We need a bigger boost, FanDuel.
Plus 740 for Porter. If you like Denver, I mean 30. Mm-hmm. He had 26 last game. I know it was overtime.
That was at home.
Come on.
At home.
I know.
You do know. I don't. I'm just gonna ask. What happened last time they played in Portland? It was on Saturday.
Yeah, they got blown out.
They blew them out.
I know.
I understand.
All right.
Any opinion on the total? We're giving people a comprehensive debate on the game.
Yeah.
Check the chat. Total. These guys are never wrong.
It's a very good number, actually. It's a good number at 228. They didn't screw around with this one. I'd lean under, but I don't know.
It is true, and shout out to James McKinnis tuning in for all the way from Australia right now. The key to tonight, because we know what Dame's going to do. Dame Lillard, he's going to show up. It's Urkel. And I noticed that McCollum's, I don't know if he's growing a beard, he's trying to look tougher so he doesn't look like Urkel. You'll always look like Urkel. So it's Urkel. McCollum needs to be better. It's not, you know, Mello, and so does Powell. So does Norman Powell, who everybody, what a steal for the Blazers any other night. They're like, where's Norman Powell? It's like, well,
exactly.
Norman Powell's thinking this movie about Norman before. Powell. He's like
we'll Ray Bolger.
There's Norman Powell. He's worried about Norman Powell right now. But give me the Blazers. Norman Powell gonna show up. Urkel's gonna show up. Eddie and Carl are gonna be courtside. Harriet, and we're gonna cover the five. Let's go.
I know Urkel's a big wine connoisseur. I think he's dipping into the reserves. You're right. He needs to be a hell of a lot better. Slow down on your wine career. Let's worry about some basketball there.
Yeah, remember, Cam? McCollum, when it was disclosed what people ordered inside the bubble?
Oh, yeah.
He drank like 325 bottles of wine.
Yeah. He loves wine. Yeah, no, he's got like a wine connoisseur all of a sudden. It's not like a doc. It's like, okay, I get it. That's, you know, it's just don't get into the cellar yet.
He went through like 300 bottles of wine in the bubble. It's a lot of wine. He did share it with people. He does wine podcasts and stuff, right?
That's a good point. Good point.
All right. So, all right. We're disagreeing. Some disagreement is healthy. I'm on the Portland Trailblazers. All right, let's get into the next big game of the night here. Joe, we'll start with you, the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron usually saves the best for last. Lakers coming off a humiliating performance. Things are so bad for the Lakers, though. And I don't know what this means, but Dennis Schroeder stopped following them today and took all Laker logos off of his social media accounts.
Interesting.
It's okay. Like, bro, it's like season ain't over, bro.
Exactly. You know what I mean? like, what are you doing?
I don't know. Somebody might have said something to him where he's like, you know what? F these guys. I don't think their chemistry is great. LeBron James isn't 100%. I know people just sort of think, oh, well, oh, no, you know, since they need it and stuff. I think Phoenix are a young, hungry fighter that are about to finish this fight, man. There's blood in the water. Chris Paul's tired of being called a playoff loser. Even though this is only a first-round series, this would be a big defining moment for him to beat LeBron and the Lakers in the first round. I think they have the firepower to do it, and I'm buying in. As long as the referees don't sabotage this too much tonight, which you know they're going to try to. But it's up to Phoenix to man up tonight. Joe, tell me why I'm wrong, and you're going to disagree with me.
Well, you might be right, Gabe. You might be right in the sense that Phoenix steals the series, but it might happen in game number 7. I just think that this is going to be the series that goes 7 games. They want all eyes on LeBron. They want all eyes on the Lakers, and it's gone back and forth. So right now they got abused last week, down 30 points at half. LeBron hasn't played well. I think this is the game he wills their team to a victory, and I don't think he passes the ball at all tonight. I think the ball is in LeBron's hands from start to finish. I took him at plus 30 points at plus 100 and laying a short number. If you're going to take a favorite, anything under basically 3 points to me is basically a pick 'em. Lakers at home, I know they haven't played well. I don't care. I'm rolling with LA tonight to push it to game 7 a little bit later on in the week.
Well, you're under arrest. Have you ever watched the show Bait Car? Because that's what they're doing, Cam. Oh, look, the Lakers, 2 points. The Lakers in a must-win situation here. Big trap, Cam. It's like the kid I met from Alaska at the Stratosphere. Said, what you doing in Vegas? He goes, I'm going to court. I told him, what are you going to court for? He goes, well, it's kind of an embarrassing story. But he goes, I'm from Alaska, and me and my friends are all kind of meth heads. And we were here for a wedding 6 months ago, and we were staying at Palace Station, and I was in the parking lot, and there was a car, and there were a bunch of, like, laptops in the back seat of the car, like new computers. He goes, I stole the computers. And he goes, about 10 minutes later, I was in the hotel room, and the door got kicked in. He goes, you know that show, Bait Car? He goes, yeah, they had cameras. They caught me. So they moved on from like stealing cars. They put stuff in the back seat. So at Palace Station, the kid. So yeah, the poor kid went back to Vegas for his court appearance. He went back for his court appearance. Gotta love the creatures of the night in Vegas. But that's what this is. It's a big trap. We'll hit this on the other side. Why is the line so low if this is such an automatic win for the Lakers?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Kicking it with the Raging Redhead Cam, Stuart Joe Lisi alongside right now. Big basketball games coming up this evening. Portland and Denver, elimination night tonight. And isn't it amazing, guys, how life can change in the NBA in a couple of days? Or even just in sports in general. Sorry, Ken, to bring up the Leafs. I'm not doing take a pot shot. But look, they're up 3-1.
No, okay.
It was last Tuesday the Canadiens were rock bottom. Here they are up 1-0 in the next round right now. How many times have we said, over the course of the series, guys, oh, the Clippers are done. oh, no, the Mavericks are done now. Like when it was 2-0, it's like, all right, they're done. The Clippers are done. Then after, it's like, oh, the Mavericks are so done, man. Kawhi's turned it up a notch. They're not losing now, the Clippers. Now suddenly it's like, wow, it's 3-2 Dallas. Remember, like, Phoenix won the first game. Then the Lakers smashed them, and it was 2-1. And it was like, people were like, man, what a joke Phoenix are. Well, we knew they couldn't beat the Lakers. Now here we are tonight, a couple of days later, Lakers are facing elimination. It's a freaking roller coaster, guys.
It is. It is. I want to ask Cam. I feel like that Clipper-Dallas series, too, it feels like the Clippers just checked out to me. I mean, they had an opportunity to dominate the other night, right? Paul George, 11 points at halftime, non-existent in the second half. I don't know. I think it's a different night tonight. I think L.A. does step up. They find a way. They're going to be banging on the boards all night long. So we'll see. We'll see if Phoenix can bang with the Lakers tonight. I know they're younger, but somehow, some way, the old crew gets it done, I think, in the Coliseum.
What's the deal? Well, they're playing at the Staples Center. We're not playing at USC Trojans show. Playing it on the football field. LA Memorial Coliseum here.
They're playing in the Coliseum.
I like that.
I like that. Football in the Coliseum. Terminology. Joe, in the Coliseum. I like that.
Yeah. Okay,
great stuff. No, I get it. But what about street clothes? What's up with street clothes tonight?
I don't think street clothes is going to go.
No, I think they don't have them listed.
No, either. No. He's not listed on the player props. And guys, if street clothes was playing, and we got to credit Chuck for that, Charles Barkley.
Yeah,
right?
We do.
Just for the record, created that.
Yes.
He created that street clothes. But I'll tell you what, if the odds makers always know first, it's always baked into the number. If they thought that street clothes was playing, the Lakers wouldn't be 2-point favorites. They'd be like five.
No, they'd be five and a half. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You could, so, Joe, mm-hmm. Cam, so Cam, what do you think of that? I guess he's not playing. If he was playing, it'd be leaked that he's playing by now. I don't think he's playing.
Yeah. Prince Harry's with you on this one. I guess Lisi's against you on both, but the Prince is 1-1. I like the Phoenix Suns to get the job done tonight, too. Me and the Afro are betting Phoenix because, hey, I just think these guys are ready to play. This is a big turning point in your life. You could take down a veteran star like LeBron James with the guys that you have, and you're going to have to do it without Anthony Davis. This is a big, big test, and I think they passed the test tonight. I think it's a good game. LeBron can do all that stuff, Joe. He's not a young man anymore, and I don't trust the rest of his supporting cast. Give me the Phoenix Suns to get it done. I'll take the points. We'll split it up on the money line.
Wow. It's changing of the guard in the NBA. It's Luka's time. It's Devin Booker's time. Go on your movie tour, LeBron. All right? It's Space Jam or whatever the hell it's called. Go on your movie tour and let the kids ball out right now. It's game set match this evening. And I see everybody in our chat here, and shout out to Sheldog in Los Angeles, actually. And he says, no, he's going to play. He's going to play tonight. The problem is you got Charles Barkley calling you street clothes. You got Shaq laughing it up at you. Hey, everyone thinks you're soft. So you know you want to play tonight, but I don't think he can. Because I think he's already, you know what I mean? What, are they going to roll out a special last minute? Oh, he's playing? He's technically listed as a game-time decision right now. God, I hate that. Just tell us.
But I agree.
Well, we know. We know that
he's not playing,
he plays,
right?
He might suit up. I don't think he's going to play. It's not even – I just checked before we came on.
He's soft
for the
like
break.
Parquet when he's healthy anyways.
Yep, it's like butter in the sun.
You could go right,
butter in the sun.
Go right through him like a knife through butter, baby. Like a knife through butter.
Softer than the Ellen DeGeneres show. Come on.
Yeah, that's very soft.
Softer than a muffin.
Fluffy soft.
Than a muffin.
And I'm not talking about a midsection either. I'm talking about a muffin. That's me. I mean, honestly.
Your best line ever, though, Joe? Your best, Joe Lisi's best complaint ever? Was Bill Walton. He's like, what's up with his breathing, guys? He's got to breathe like that. He's breathing. I'm like, what do you got?
I was on the total.
I was on
the total in that game. I'm watching the total in the second half. It's bad enough I watch every game muted. That's why I butcher names in college football. Whenever we do the show, it's like, oh, Lee, he butchered a name again.
Yeah,
because I watch the game without. I don't want to hear the commentary. The one time I listen to commentary is when Bill Walton's doing that. It sounds like he's flying 60,000 feet in terms of, you know, an M50 or whatever.
Yeah, he's stoned.
He can't breathe.
And And he's an older
guy. And he was
stoned
on top of it. Great. Yeah, so on top of just rambling, I had to hear his every breath like it was his last. Like, come on, Bill. It's bad enough he wears the wine shirts.
He's an older guy. Oh, you know what I mean? You're going to have that stuff.
He's a national treasure.
He might have COPD. He smoked a lot of joints in his life.
I know, but it's like, it's, you know, and I understand, I know, but all of our friends on the West Coast out there in Vegas and, oh, another great one-liner by Bill. Who cares? Another great one-liner. Look at what Bill did today, guys. Bill went to the bathroom. He came back and he's sitting down. Who cares? Like, oh, really? Lisa. Give me a break.
Wow. There's that East Coast bias we talk about, Cam. Huh? Yeah. Joe hates the West. Joe hates the West Coast.
Hang on. Guess what Bill did today? He peeled a banana while riding a bicycle. Who cares?
Bill Walton. Bill's all right, Joey. He's all right. Come on. Be nice to Bill.
I can see you just fuming, Joe. It is true. Just a normal February night. Twitter blows up. Oh, all right. Bill Walton's doing the game tonight. Great stuff, eh? You're probably like, right.
I'm like,
you're right. It's another great singer by Bill.
Right. I'm watching the total. I'm watching Colorado miss the best shooting team in terms of college basketball from the free throw line. They're banking off free throws. Like, all they could hit is the back of the rim. Terrible. It was a horrible night. And then on top of it, I had to listen to Walton.
I love Bill Walton. I'm going to stand by Bill Walton. Yeah. And I'd like to get stoned with Bill Walton. I'll go get stoned with him. Right. Me and him will we'll ramble together.
I'll tell you what. We're going to have Bill Walton.
Marvelous. Your co-host Cam Stewart has marvelous hair. It's just like a conference of champions.
I didn't understand how good the Clippers were. I've never seen Tyrone Nesby.
I guarantee you.
His game up to that level before. Tyrone Nesby, why can't you do it nightly?
How about this? You know, you're laughing now, but I'll tell you what we're going to do, guys. We're going to have Bill Walton announce critical games during the Buffalo Bills 2021 season, and we're going to have a camera on Gabe as those play out.
I'm down.
And I'm going to see how much patience Gabe has with Walton calling the game like that.
He's going to be said. I haven't seen some spectacular athleticism since Josh Allen since I played with Kareem in 71. That's great, though, Cam. You're Tyrone Nesby because you're right. Bill Walton always picks the scrub guy. Yeah. He goes, that's the way you play basketball. It's marvelous. It's beautiful.
I told you,
Tyrone Nesby understands his basketball IQ.
It's Tyrone Nesby's bringing it. You come on, guys. Yeah, Tyrone can do it every on a nightly basis. We'd have a special team, Tyrone Nesby.
That's too good.
That's my Bill Walton.
So, Cam, give us your prediction there, Cam, in a Bill Walton voice then tonight for the Lakers and Suns.
Suns 113, Lakers 108. What do we think, fellas? Devin Booker.
So, Joe, I'm on the Phoenix Suns. And everyone in our chat says, oh, and the same thing. They were talking about the Pat McAfee show. And Pat brought up, and I get it. The league's not going to let the Lakers lose tonight.
Knicks and Hawks? Wouldn't they want another game with the Knicks and Hawks? Like, things kind of. It's weird. Like, we think these things, and sometimes, Joe, I'm that way. Like, I'm the worst conspiracy theorist. I think, oh, yeah, money, this, and Gates. And I say the same thing in the NHL. I get it. Would they love a game seven? Sure they would. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. But, no, you can make a case for both teams. It's a tough game tonight. It's really tough. I'm just taking the dog.
Yeah, I agree. But we're talking about the most polarizing player in terms of the NBA, right? The a la Jordan. Yeah, we're talking about one of the top three players in terms of the NBA this year, right? We're not talking about Julius Randle or the New York Knicks. We understand it's a young team. It's the New York market. But you have the best player possibly in the game today in an elimination type of situation. That's why I think it goes seven.
It'll be interesting to see if Phoenix can step up and deliver the knockout. Let me ask you guys, I'll start with you, Cam. If Phoenix lose tonight, do they lose the series after? Is this the series?
No, I don't think they – I it's kind of like you can just look at that. Like, that's what we thought with Dallas, right? Oh, here come the Clippers. They're back. No, they're not necessarily done. I would try to take care of business, though, too. with LeBron in game seven, you know what I mean? The will to win. If the Suns know what's right for them, they got to try to finish the job tonight. Leave it all out on the floor tonight. You don't want a game seven with the Lakers.
You've got to deliver the knockout punch. They're going to give the Lakers some calls. Listen, man, it's up to Lakers role players. And quite frankly, they're just not very good, Lisi.
No, they're not.
Without AD, they're a two-man team, right? Like, look at these other teams. They can lose a guy even. And it's like, look, they just play without Embiid. They won, right? Like Philadelphia. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you take AD away. Think about it, guys. LeBron was in Los Angeles without AD. What happened in the first year? Didn't make the playoffs. Didn't make the playoffs. AD gets there. They win the championship. AD's not here. What happens? Like, AD's a hell of a lot more valuable to this thing than people realize. And now is what? AD just going to pull a Willis Reed and walk it off the street? Like I said, this kid's soft to begin with. He can't crash the boards to begin with. I think Phoenix sense blood for real. I think they get it. They're like, this is real, guys. And I'm telling you what, I don't think Phoenix would win a game seven. I don't. I think you've got to kill, man. You got to kill the beast, man, when the beast is down, Cam. You got to pour water on that Wicked Witch of the West when you can.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, Atlanta said they were going to go Capella. He told the Knicks fans and everybody to shut the hell up, and they delivered, right? He did. He practiced what he preached.
Yeah, it's easier to guarantee a win against the Knicks. I'd be mad it if DeAndre Ayton said, well, they're going on vacation. I'd be like, yo, bro, shut up, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Joe, you like that, Knicks fans? Right across the street from where you used to live, Joe, right across the street from the garden. We want the Nets. We want the Nets.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to get the Nets. They're on TV Saturday night.
Exactly.
The Bucks. Yeah, you could go down to Hooters and watch the game, all right? Two for one.
What do you think of that series before we get you out of here? Milwaukee, Brooklyn.
Yeah, you know, I just think it comes down to 3-1. You have a more complete team with Brooklyn, and on the other side, I know Drew Holiday and the crew and Giannis, but I'm still going to roll with Brooklyn. When they turn it on, they're lethal, and I think they have their eye on the prize.
It's going to be a hell of a series.
It will.
Hell of a series. Joe, anything on the Diamond, Joe, before we get you out of here? Diamond Joe
One
Quimby.
Game. Yep, one game over, guys.
Diamond Joe Lisi.
Excellent.
That's a name. That's your new name. That's the name.
I like Diamond Joe Lisi. I think it's strong. It suits.
Over St. Louis, Wainwright against Cincinnati. Lined open up at 8.5. It's down to 8. I'm on the over, guys, -106.
Joe Lisi, excellent stuff. Thanks a lot, Diamond Joe.
Anytime, guys. Love the show.
Although, you know what? May the winners be mine, not yours tonight. Sorry.
That's a good point. He's against you on both.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
For all you puckheads, do not despair. Ron Rubber is in the house. He's actually parking the car right now. Ron Rubber's going to be showing up in a couple of minutes. Dave Sharapan is ready to go. We got a couple of more hockey games this evening that we'll get into. You know, Cam, I've limited my action, and I'm not going to say I've ignored baseball, but I've been so focused on the hockey, and as you know, I've been doing very well in the National Hockey League playoffs. And the NBA as well. I don't want to – it's been a great week. I mean, you too. It's like every night. It's like, all right, we got one wrong, four right type thing. So I'm sort of in the zone, so I'm just going to keep sort of riding what I feel. Can't wait to hear what Jay Berman has to say. Ooh, with this Laker game. What's your prediction, Cam? What's Berman going to take? The other night he took the Suns, and he was right. What's he going to do tonight, Cam?
He's kind of – Berman's been a little bit different. I told you, since that vacation, he's been slick. And he's
new and improved. Good pitch this week,
Berman. What? I think he likes – yeah, it's the Chobani yogurt T-shirt. I told you, the guy's healthy and charged. Give me –
he likes the Suns.
Yeah, Berman's the Sun man. Just like the back of the basketball on Sun. Yeah, yeah.
Dave Sharapan, can't wait to find out. Any baseball for you, though, Cam? I'm basketball and hockey tonight. What do you got?
No, I do. I still play baseball. Thank you, Blue Jays, for that comeback last night. That was huge. We're going to take Yar, the Pittsburgh Pirates, at a pick 'em against the Miami Marlins. I'm crazy. We also like the Milwaukee Brewers tonight. And later on, I kind of agree with Joe on that total in the Reds-Cardinals game, but I'm going to say that. So my early action right now, I like the Giants, but that's later. Give me the Pirates and give me the Brewers. Those are my two early baseball games.
How many current bets do you have in right now?
Active bets after yesterday, active bets 57, but that includes horse racing and golf. Horse racing and golf.
57. Yeah. You got to pick for the ninth at Belmont coming up too, don't you?
Yes, I do. I got to pick for
guess
the
how many. Yeah. Cam, this is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It's 7 o'clock Eastern. My account empty. Zero bets.
Yeah, mine
placed.
Is too. Mine's empty too. I like the two horse split then double plus 275 Flavian Pratt
you
with Chad Brown training.
Picks. You said 57. That's not empty.
No, I have no money picks in the account. No, I got 57 active bets. No cash. It's all in.
I've got money. I've got no bets.
Sports info is everywhere. We cut through all the clutter and bring you actionable insights and expert perspectives every single day.